Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Forgot about the new music bed. He's got Zeus in there. I forgot he was there for a moment.
Yeah, I noticed that this show, after I complained about it a couple of episodes ago.
Complained about the music?
I did not like that newsy crap. I mean, that was really, it brought me down.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So now this stuff is not the original. It's not, I think you had some... You know, even some Rammstein in there, didn't you?
No, the original music for the show, which we had for more than a decade, included Grip, Inc., Megadeth, Metallica. Metallica hasn't been on for a long time. Megadeth, Grip, Inc., and Testament. Those were the three staples. And there were a few others in there, a little Ministry, a couple more.
Are these freebie sounds, or are these actual...
This is Rebel, Inc. This is libertarian...
Commissioned by us, right?
I did talk to them about this, yeah. So they're totally fine with us using their product, and so therefore no issues with copyright.
It has that same feel of the originals.
They get a lot of high energy tunes.
Yep. It also, the consultant that wanted us to sort of get rid of the originals didn't have, I guess his biggest problem was with the extras, not the intros, right?
I would call them outros, but...
Okay, outros, pardon me.
Yeah. Well, he wanted us to not have any music whatsoever.
That's true, but that's not possible on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. it's just not possible based on the way the show is sort of designed. Anyway, glad you like it, Conan. Obviously, you know, these musical changes, some people like them one way, others like them the other way. And
whoa, has somebody complained about the heavy metal coming back?
Well, no, not necessarily, but there were people who said when the heavy metal left the first time that they never liked the heavy metal, right? So there are people who don't like heavy metal, and then there are people who do. And
you should get some classical violinists, you know, some Mozart.
Yeah, but then people complain about that.
Exactly.
So anyway, the original reason we moved to the newsy style beds is because we wanted the music to be unremarkable generally. At least that was the idea of this fancy consultant that we'd hired. And I don't take everything consultants say and implement it on Free Talk Live. I take the stuff that makes sense. And some of the points he made sense because, well, it had been a pain in the butt sometimes to when you upload the sound to SoundCloud, if you run too many seconds of the actual track, so like Mark's nights when he would just wait and wait and wait and then finally open the mic up and start talking because he's usually not paying attention to what's going on around him, on almost every Mark show that I uploaded, it'd get flagged later on as a violation of copyright.
You guys.
Because if you start talking over top of the song, the little auto check thing doesn't recognize the song.
Every show I upload on my program is in the same boat.
Yeah.
I have to worry about if it's more than a certain amount of seconds, YouTube will flag it. The YouTube bots.
Yeah, and it's not very many seconds either. So anyway, that was one reason to change it. But ultimately, Free Talk Live has always had that sort of heavy metal sound, at least in the intros. So the same newsy beds are actually on our outros still, but they're so quiet, it's hard to even notice them. And that was sort of the intention behind those beds, was to just make it so that the hosts knew that there was a break coming up. And so therefore, it makes it a little less obvious, I guess, to those listening. But now you know the secrets. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, we've always told you sort of how things work behind the scenes.
That's
on Free
right.
Talk
you got
Live.
To make the producers happy. Otherwise,
let's go to Lucas. He's still on with us here in North Carolina, listening to Talk Radio 850. Lucas, you had talked about the neighbors, and we were discussing, why it is that people don't use violence against one another on a neighbor-to-neighbor basis, but that somehow that doesn't necessarily track when it comes to people using the government. You gave some examples of some people definitely aggressing against their neighbor by polluting their property, and we had sort of gotten just started on this discussion of pollutants and being a good neighbor. Lucas, did you want to share any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Well, I guess I just think about the level of complexity this can reach. For example, if I live on the border in my state, then an individual in another state could create pollution that affects me, and now what court am I going to go to that's going to understand what the relationship is? And on top of it, with something like pollution, air pollution, for example, how do I demonstrate a harm, which to courts is either a loss of life, so somebody's got to die or go to the hospital, or a monetary cost? And if I have to wait until I have to go to the hospital to be able to prove in court that I've suffered harm, then, I have to wait till my life is risked in order to be able to stop the guy from pumping smoke in my face.
Well, I think that, that harm does have to be quantifiable in order to, for anybody to do anything about it. If it's an unquantifiable harm, then, well, you know, it's a difficult thing to handle.
Nobody supports breathing smoke in without consent.
Yeah, but how many years did they have to take to figure out that smoking is bad for you?
Mm-hmm. It took some time, but we know that campfires will cause cancer, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's...
Right. So, but in a libertarian world, we wouldn't be banning cigarettes, and we wouldn't be monitoring the amount of pollution put out by
cigarettes could absolutely be banned in a libertarian world.
I mean,
they could be banned inside
businesses.
Who's
going to force people to not smoke?
Your personal bouncer.
Businesses to... Exactly. So my bouncer is going to come with me and tell everybody else to quit smoking.
No. You're miscommunicating with Lucas.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
Look, what they were saying. No, they were miscommunicating with you, Lucas. What they were saying was that you, if you owned a place, could tell people they are not allowed to smoke in your establishment. That's what they were trying to say. That you would not be banning it across the society.
If I've got an establishment and an establishment next to mine is, say, producing smoke from their barbecue in such great quantities that it runs right through my business, and people can't breathe as a result. They're literally choking. Am I obliged to buy all the things I need to clear the air that he polluted?
No, I think that at that point he's created a tort against you. And at that point, whatever systems come into play.
I have to demonstrate some kind of financial harm, which is easy to do, again, if I'm a business. But if I'm an individual and not a business, just sitting at my house, how do I prove I've suffered a harm from that smoke?
The same way that people with torts in the past proved those things, that you have a certain level of comfort in your home that you should and on your property that you should be able to have. Now, obviously, it's not... it's not ultimate in the sense that there's some kind of pollution is going to go over borders, whatever that amount of pollution is. Like there's a situation in Pinellas County going on right now in Florida where the police have told a homeowner that he can't have
barbecue.
Yeah, his barbecue, he can't barbecue because it's too stinky or something. And
where do you draw the line? So I mean, if I'm burning leaves in my backyard and the smoke is going through my neighbor's yard, I mean, is that pollution or do I have to be out there burning the whole forest down to actually create the amount of pollution that's going to register
on
the list?
Take it from an alternate perspective. Let's say it's invisible, odorless radon gas that a business is releasing next door to my property under a system that doesn't recognize before the fact the danger of radon gas, which is what we do here. We have an EPA that says we're going to try and catch you releasing any amount of radon gas. We're not going to wait for somebody to be harmed by it before we stop you. If you're running a system that is commonly known for releasing that gas, then we're going to stop you before any harm occurs. We're going to go ahead and tell you can't do that. It's illegal. But in a libertarian system where you have to take it to the court, then I have to wait until that gas hurts me or my family before I can take them to court. Because otherwise, I got nothing other than
the thing
that didn't hurt me is there.
This is precedent.
I have to wait till I'm hurt.
So it's precedent, right? I mean, that's what courts basically have.
But courts don't have a precedent to say you can't have a gun because someone got shot with a gun before.
They don't have that precedent,
right?
No. But they do have
the
precedent to say...
We can't stop you from building that machine.
I'm just going to put him on hold for a moment. He just keeps talking.
They do have the precedent to say this thing is poisonous, it comes across the land, and therefore there's this amount of harm that's been caused in whatever case. So the idea that there's still a tort seems valid to me. Now, obviously, you're not going to have a monopoly court system. You're going to have people in competition. Hopefully, that competition means they're going to provide better service to both sides in that circumstance. But it's pretty obvious to every arbiter out there that if you're pumping out deadly radon gas, that that may even be criminal, not just civil.
And you know what? We're always finding out, even with our regulations, we're always finding out 10 years later that something that's been okay has been killing us for the last 20 years.
Well, I mean, how is the EPA going to know if somebody's pumping out radon gas? It's not like they've got people going around sniffing that out. We're coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in line toll free. You can join us here, talk about property rights or immigration, whatever's on your mind. Our toll free number again, 855-453. We've got Skype as well. Skype username, lrn.fm. Let's talk more about this here in a moment. Also, want to go to your calls first. We want to come back to the issue of property rights. Lucas was on the line. He dropped off during the break. I was going to bring him back, give him a chance to say one more thing. So he can call another night if he wants to continue.
I thought he was bringing up some really, really good points.
These are good questions. And, you know, how do you handle the idea of protecting your property without the government system that we know of today? Now, Mark, it sounded like what you were referring to would be courts of some sort would still exist. There would be a way to challenge without the state as we know it. In your vision for society, there would be some sort of court system, arbitrators or, you know, whatever, that you'd be able to bring a tort, as you talked about, with somebody or against someone who was polluting, allegedly, your property, whether it be from Conan setting his leaves on fire in the backyard to somebody letting out a bunch of radon into the air.
And big companies, which are probably doing that anyways as we speak.
Right, because he was talking like the EPA was protecting him from that somehow, and I'm sorry, but you know the EPA doesn't have little men with radon meters walking around in the streets and checking these things out.
No, they're maybe not. They're going to Porkfest. Are they going to be in the following year?
The EPA is going to come.
Well, I mean, you saw some thugs this year, and there's no telling
what tax revenue agents from the state of New Hampshire.
Well, they're probably calling their buddies up as we speak, and they're like, "Hey, look, you know what? We can't necessarily. We all go at them, at one time. You know, maybe we can figure something out."
Well, I'm not so worried about that, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's no policing agency that can stop every crime. What they do is the intention is that they put a regulation out there, and then they attempt to stop them when they can.
It has to be reported.
EPA may or may not do that, but it is a vilified agency, probably to some extent, rightly so, right? Like, a lot of people hate the EPA, and it isn't because they're always 100% of the time on the side of right, like some of the times they do a lot of crazy, silly things.
And whose pocket are they in?
And one needs to consider that these regulations,
the people with money,
the regulations have unintended consequences. I like to give this example, which is I was looking at a piece of property one time down in Florida, and I was talking to the real estate agent, and he said something to the effect of, "Look, if you see a scrub jay on your land, shoot it and bury it, because it's a protected species, and if they find out it's here, then, you know, basically they take your land from you or tell you there's all kinds of things you can't do with it." You know, these are the consequences of these regulations, and one needs to understand
it. I'm thinking of a very typical occurrence here in the area, and probably across the U.S., is that you can't take a refrigerator to the dump, to the scrap metal, with Freon in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what do?
People bleed them.
Do you go pay someone to bleed it for you? No, you stick a screwdriver in it, and that's what everyone does. So, I mean, their regulation to keep Freon out of the environment...
It's putting more into it. Let's go to Michael. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via LRN.FM. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome.
Probably short and sweet, but maybe it'll keep me on long enough so I can hear your answer. Ian and Mark, how do y'all get along and run a business together?
So, Ian, largely, I think we know each other's boundaries. Imagine for a second brothers, right? Like, there's two people, males, that have put in a situation that they didn't ask for, particularly, and they have, just circumstances have dictated that they are going to be together. And those brothers come to an equilibrium. They love each other in the sense that brothers love each other, but they may not necessarily get along all the time, or even most of the time. That's kind of how our business is. We get business done because, well, we both want to get business done, and we understand how we have to work with each other. Ian knows he has to give at certain times, even though he doesn't do it on the air, he does in real life, and I know that there's certain areas that Ian's just not going to give on. So we just have our boundaries.
And Ian?
That's a fine answer.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, why did you ask the question? Because we have arguments on the air.
Yeah,
they get pretty wild
on the air. Yeah, and you know, and like, I mean, I like Ian. I've seen all the freaking videos and stuff like that. And you know, just, I mean, it kind of stems from the last week when, you know, Mark said, you know, he kind of went behind his back and brought Chris back on. So that's kind of where it comes from.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. So
Ian did apologize for that one, and I think that was a mistake on his part, but, you know, nonetheless.
I mean, you had him on yesterday, too, and you were on there with him, so.
Yeah, what do I do? I lost.
I guess you could walk.
Yeah, right. I mean, I do have that option.
Yeah.
I can continue to sell the ads and make the revenue from selling the ads, but I could give up my space on the show. Ian could decide whether or not he wants to deal with that. You know, he could choose not to have Cantwell on in order to get me back, or I could just, you know, go someplace.
You could just agree that Cantwell was punished enough, as it seems like you have.
It's a closed matter. I think it could be a closed matter. We'll see how he does in the future.
I'm not trying to start anything up. I just, you know, was just curious.
Really?
Really. Yeah, really, I wasn't trying to start anything up. I just was curious.
Well, you know, it's a show to some extent, right? Like, so, you know, hopefully you can turn off the microphones and still, you know, appreciate one another. And I think that's true. But, you know, that's not to say that Mark's faking it when he acts the way he does here on Free Talk Live. I mean, he really does believe he's the king of the universe or something like that.
I hold back. In real life, like, you know, everybody's got filters, right?
Uh-huh.
I attempt to remove filters. I think Ian does the same thing. I think he just becomes more rigid, frankly, on the air. Like, he doesn't change his mind more. Like, he thinks that that's removing a filter when, in fact, it's really just a personality defect. But whatever. You know, what I do is, in real life, I've got the filters I've got. You know, I don't come out slick out of my mouth to my wife, but I certainly will to Ian on the air.
That's Ian's Asperger's syndrome that kicks in. That, you know.
He took a test to the internet that says he doesn't have Asperger's.
I think a lot of libertarians have it, by the way.
I think taking a test to the internet to see whether you have it or not is kind of the definition of Asperger's.
You know, here's one of the things I've seen in the chat. A lot of people notice that you guys get into it, and you really get into it. Of course, Ian doesn't seem like he really does. Mark gets into it, and then Ian just keeps pushing the buttons. Push. And then the break happens, and then everything stops. People's headphones go off. People look back down at the computers. They go typing away, or they go walk off and get a drink or make some Doritos or something.
Yep.
And it's like, what happened? It's just, and then 2 minutes later, the show kicks back on. And it's
round
like
three.
It's like it never happened.
Like hitting the play button.
It's like it never happened. So, I mean,
it's ratings, right?
Well, that's the question. It's like, are you guys acting?
No, absolutely not.
And I don't think so, because I've seen you guys enough times. I know the first time I ever heard you guys fighting, this is before I even moved to New Hampshire, and I was scared for Ian.
He is a murderer, convicted murderer.
Right, but see, Ian's job is to goad a convicted killer, right? And like he seems to relish it.
On a nightly basis.
Hey, thanks, Michael, for your call. I appreciate the concern. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Welcome back, and you can join us here on the radio waves. This is Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah, and we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to rflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, the letter R, rflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? rflags.com, that's rflags.com. Go now.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We have had a conversation about property rights and what it would be like without the government around to supposedly protect you from those evil polluters. Of course, anybody that's ever been to Los Angeles knows that the government's not doing such a great job of protecting people from pollution. In fact, there's plenty of pollution around. That's why there's smog all over the place in L.A. And that's just one example. Of course, California is one of the places where there's the largest amount of regulatory environmental regulation going on. So really, if you look at the way the government treats the environment, they're not very good stewards of it. Dr. Mary Ruart, who we had on the show on Sunday night, has a great book called Healing Our World, where she talks about how it's actually the government that's the largest polluter in America.
Isn't that funny?
Look at the U.S. military.
People look to the government to prevent pollution when they're the largest polluters.
Yeah.
The states all around the world tend to be the largest polluters.
I believe she specifies it's the military, not necessarily the states themselves. But the military is like
the 50 states. I mean states as in organizations, governments.
Governments around the world. Okay, gotcha. But, one of the things she said, if I'm recalling correctly, and maybe she's updated the statistic because this was from her previous versions of the book, but when she wrote the original versions, it was the military was more of a polluter than the top four corporate polluters combined. So That's one example for
you. And takers of human life.
There's that, too. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Max in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mac.
Hey there.
Hi there.
You caught my ear when you talked about the EPA because I used to commute by ferry, and it's about a one-hour ride, and I used to ride with this gal who worked for the EPA, and we'd sit together and talk pretty much every day. And she would talk about her job from time to time, and she would say something about writing permits. And I never really questioned her about it at first. And then finally, one day, I guess the curiosity just was piqued, and I said, what do you mean writing permits? What do you do anyway? What do you do at the EPA anyway? And she says, well, I write permits. So that she didn't say it in this way, but this is exactly what she was saying. She said, I write permits so that businesses can pollute. So her job basically was, let's look at how much pollution the business wants to dump into the environment. Let's look at the laws, compare the two, and if there is if the business wants to dump more pollution than what the law allows, then we'll write the a permit for the business. And that is all she did 5 days a week, 40 hours a week. That's all she did was write permits so the businesses could break the law, basically.
Did she explain why her department was behaving that way? Did she say how they were being funded or... why were they behaving in that manner, her department?
I don't know. This has been like 20 years or so. I can't remember if we got into that. I was pretty much a good little statist back then, and I really didn't even think or talk about politics very much. I certainly didn't know anything about economics, so even if she had provided an answer, I'm not sure if I would have been able to parse out exactly what she was saying, you know, in a way that, you know, would make sense to us. But,
was that a shocker, though? I mean, when you heard that from her?
Still mind-blowing, of course, yeah. And then not long after that, I started getting into Harry Brown. And Harry Brown, the Libertarian candidate for president back in 96 and 2000, for your listeners who don't know who he is, they should look him up. And he used to cited this Boston Globe expose they did about the EPA. I think it was a five-part piece that they ran over the course of five Sundays, maybe it was four, where they just blew the lid off the EPA. And, of course, there was never any apology. And as far as I know, nothing was ever done about it. I don't know. I couldn't swear to that, but I would guess not. Government doesn't tend to move in that direction, do they?
That's kind of the thing about working for the government is you never have to say you're sorry.
Mac, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. Talk to you guys later.
Hey, Mac, before you go, send me an email at mark@freetalklive.com with your telephone number. I want to talk to you about something.
Sure, no problem.
All right, thanks, Mac. Toll-free number here tonight for you to bring up whatever's on your mind is 855-450-FREE. So any other comments on the whole property rights, how to solve torts and disputes without the state?
This is a conversation we're going to keep having and having and having.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, it's an important one, right?
Because these are even things that we don't know how to, because, I mean, these things haven't happened yet. We don't have an arbiter system in effect set up that can actually replace the current court system. So, I mean, we're just kind of theorizing right now.
Well, okay, so I think that's exactly what this is theory. What you can't say is that the ideas of liberty don't work because they haven't been tried.
Or they're not a better idea, because right now anything is better than what we're dealing with right now. It's just no one can wrap their brain around the fact that there are other options. You just got to make them happen.
The United States court system may be better. The English common law system, which is around which the United States court system is based, may be better than other forms of arbitration in other countries. But throughout history, there have been voluntary forms of arbitration, forms of voluntary arbitration, and they have existed. I don't know what they all look like. I don't need to. Because what we know is we're getting poor customer service out of U.S. courts. Just about everybody's unhappy with them. If competition's allowed, generally goods and services get better. Customer service is better. Prices are lower when you have competition.
Except, of course, Mark, devil's advocate. The only people who are going to get the best justice are the ones who can afford to pay the best arbiters.
Who are getting it now.
Well,
that's how it is now.
Right. You can't make the argument that rich people are going to get better justice under a more liberty-oriented system, because we don't know. It's never been tried. And we currently have a terrible system where poor people are run over all the time. So it is.
And the corporations are given preference and so on and so forth.
And this goes right back to the pollution thing that, you know, who is going to do the most damage? Who's going to do the most pollutant damage to you? And it's going to be these big corporations who already are steamrolling us with current regulations, current government. So, I mean,
a great example of that, of course, is the BP oil spill from a few years ago. If you recall, the Gulf of Mexico.
He slipped right out of it.
This was a big environmental kind of disaster situation, and they were protected from liability by the federal government. I believe their maximum liability, if I'm recalling this correctly, I believe I remember the number $75 million. As far as that's what they would have to pony up to the cleanup operation.
They did have to give more than that, though.
They did?
They had to give more than that, but that doesn't mean that that's just the federal government decided that number. There by no means did they have to pay every tort created by their act. In no way, shape, or form did they have to make everybody whole.
Yeah, that's true.
The government's doing that. Why? Because they made a sweetheart deal with BP in the first place. Because big organizations tend to collude.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So, we had actually originally started, this whole conversation started because of Bernie Sanders, if you want to get back to that.
Well, we wanted to talk about, we were going to talk about immigration.
Right, which is what we were talking about with Bernie Sanders, right. Who's actually against the idea of open borders. Was there something else about immigration you wanted to add? Go ahead.
A lot of people. So I used to be on the sort of the pro, controlled borders side.
So did I.
And I think
long time ago.
This is the default position. Free Talk Live's position that the borders should be open, that free people should be able to cross borders freely, without governments getting in the way. Because if free people can't cross the border of free countries freely, then you don't have free countries and you don't have free people. That position is one that evolved for both of us. And I'd like to give...
What about you, Conan?
I don't remember. I think I've always been...
You've always been freedom to travel?
I've always leaned towards the freedom to travel, but I don't think this is something I ever really thought about. Mm. I was a military guy, and I grew up in a military family, so we've always been about keeping the peace, fighting whatever wars were necessary to keep the people back here on the home
front.
Pick
up a gun and do what the politicians tell you to, right?
But I've always been very, very friendly with my people, of my friends of minority leaning. I mean, I've never really... I grew up in a very open family.
Lots of minorities, lots of Mexicans, Mexican Americans are, for border security. This isn't an issue that necessarily has to do with ethnicity. It's more an issue about freedom to travel.
It's about protectionism from the people who want to lock it down.
Yep. So I want to give, my growth on that issue. Maybe it can help other people too.
All right. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, and we've got just enough time for you if you call now on Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Final segment of this edition of the program. We got time for you if you want to join us here at 855-453. What do you want to discuss? Polluting other people's property and how to handle that without the idea of the state around to force things on people. Or immigration, as we were kind of coming back around to here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. And don't forget that, of course, if you need gold and silver, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com and hook up with some wonderful hand-picked gold and silver pieces from Midas Resources. These guys have been doing gold and silver for a long time, and right now might be a good time to buy, given the prices are down quite a bit. So go to gold.freetalklive.com or call them toll-free at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. And once again, that's gold.freetalklive.com. Mark, I've been doing a little bit of testing with purse.freetalklive.com, and you had had an objection from a listener earlier tonight that you were explaining, and maybe I misunderstood the explanation, but it seemed to center around shipping costs on small items being a concern. I added a small item, like a $2 cable, to my wish list, and then I imported that into Purse, and it imported it without the shipping cost. So that tells me that it's the buyer who buys that for you that's covering the shipping costs. So they would buy that with the intention of getting your Bitcoin later on, and they're obviously willing to pay for the shipping cost in that case. So I hope that answers the question for you. Purse.freetalklive.com. And I'm sure anybody that actually has a question can certainly send it directly to the customer service folks at Purse. They've always been awesome with answering questions and have been super, super helpful. So, Mark, you wanted to talk about your experience coming around on the issue of immigration.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, what people, there's a few different reasons that people support, you know, immigration controls. And so for one of them, some of them will be sort of, they take our jobs, right? Well, you know, my theory, I've had to sort of pop the rivets on these ideas. Well, first off, the job isn't yours. Your job is not yours.
Uh-huh.
Your job is an agreement between your employer and you that you will do work for a certain amount of money.
And he doesn't have to hire you.
And he doesn't. But it's not your employer. I guess it's your – the job is – like, for instance, if something's broken in my house, I get to choose whichever repair person I want to choose. There is no repair person that can say, that's my job to fix. And if they do – they're going, they'll often think that, well, that person doesn't have a license, or that person's too young, or that person's from the wrong country. Well, those are just crappy excuses for somebody who can't compete. All right? So your job isn't yours, and my job isn't mine. They take our jobs thing. Mm-hmm. Some people will claim that, people come over here and, they take welfare. Well, fine. I've never advocated for, people, you being robbed for somebody else, to live. I don't think that makes sense. What I believe is that free people should be able to move across borders freely so that they can work and support themselves with their families. I'm not addressing that issue. That you have a welfare problem. You don't have an immigration problem. Please stop complaining about immigrants when your complaint is about welfare. So, I mean, this is an issue of premises and making cogent arguments. So there you go. Put that one aside. Some people will say crime. American Conservative Magazine looked at crime. They couldn't figure out what illegals do, one crime versus another, but they looked at crime between Hispanics and whites and blacks, and they were able. What they found is Hispanics commit no more crimes than whites do. You can say that Hispanics in this country tend to be male, and they tend to be young, so therefore...
Hispanic criminals, you mean?
No, Hispanics.
Oh, really?
Well, because people come across the border tend to be male, okay. So there's a disparity. So yes, males commit more crimes than females, and young people commit more crimes than old people. But you have to fiddle with the demographic numbers in order to get the conclusion you want. So the fact is, you look at it fairly. Hispanics commit no more crimes than whites. So that argument's out the window. That somehow it would overload the system if anybody was able to come here and wanted to come here. Okay, I get where you're coming from. It could very well overload the system. But who am I to say that there shouldn't be that people shouldn't be able to sort of build their own housing and live the way they can live in order to be able to work in this country? A lot of people don't like the idea of a slum. I think a slum is the reality of a more free place. I'm not advocating for slums. What I'm saying is that poor people are going to go from places where they don't have freedom, places they do have freedom. They're going to live how they can live. And, if there's an interim step you want, I say open up places like Detroit and Memphis and New Orleans to people who want to come work here. If you're worried about slums, we got slums already. Just let them populate them.
Well, yeah, it's government that
their houses creates. Completely unpopulated in this country. They could be filled with people who are poor people from other countries who want to work to make a better life for themselves, like they have for centuries in this country.
And lots of real estate, just yep. Open deserts and plains and prairies and forests. There's a lot of it.
Yep. Government leads to blighted areas and slums by impoverishing people, taking the money that they earn from them, preventing them from being able to get a leg up in life, regulations preventing people from building things anew or repairing the things that they currently have.
Well, I would say people run themselves into a downward spiral eventually because they have that option. They have government as an option.
Well, sure, the welfare system is definitely encouraging misbehavior.
And democracy in general. It's just a way for people to vote themselves more and more and more stuff until, hey, we're so far into this hole, we have to move out of Massachusetts and move to New Hampshire.
Well, but even if you have,
because they're freer there.
Even if you have the money to do an upgrade to your home, you may choose not to, simply because if the government guys see it, they're going to increase the valuation of your property and therefore increase the property taxes.
I've made those that same consideration that you're talking about. And what people don't seem to understand is that more people is a better economy, whether they're poor people or rich people or whatever. Obviously, more rich people is an even better economy than more poor people. But nonetheless, more people is makes for a better economy. And that's... that's one of the benefits of allowing people to come here. And so if at some point or another, you come down to the point that, well, I'd like to keep out convicted killers and people who have drug-resistant tuberculosis. Okay, fine. So you want to keep these people out of the country. I'm with you. How do you keep them out? Because at this point, the Border Patrol system has failed to keep out tens of millions of people out of this country. They're going to fail to keep them out, too.
Jonathan is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, this is going to be completely off the wall, to be honest with you. I was listening to yesterday's episode on Stitcher before I called in.
Okay.
So, I don't know how much you all have been following it, but Rand Paul, he's pushing to defund Planned Parenthood right now, and he actually has finally got the Senate to agree to vote on his amendment. And you guys probably see this post on Facebook from him. He's always urging people to call into their senators. I don't know how much that actually does, but I do. It takes 5 minutes. I figure, you know, what the heck.
So you actually get to talk to your senator?
Are you talking about an email or an actual conversation?
No way. No, you call into their D.C. office.
Yeah.
Most of the time you get a voicemail, but today I actually got to talk to some chick in his D.C. office.
An intern.
An aide. Yeah.
Yeah. I called David Perdue, and that lady was fairly nice. She didn't tell me whether or not how David Perdue would be voting, but she said she
doesn't know. No, she doesn't know. She just works in the office.
Right. She said he hasn't made a public statement yet.
He's already made his mind up.
Oh, yeah, I know. But then I called Johnny Isaacson's office, and then I got some broad who was just rude. At first she asked me who I am, like I shouldn't be calling into the office because I'm just some guy. And then I just told her that, you know, meaning we the voters, you know, we're going to be watching, you know, us that are more active, we're going to be watching how our senators vote on this. And she says, we, who is we? I was like,
you must respect my authority.
Right. So I just said, look, I'm just a concerned voter. I'm wanting to pass along a message to my senator and try to get an idea of how he's voting. So my question here is, whenever senators ask you to call in to your senators, does that really ever do anything? Do you think they ever actually get the message?
I don't believe it does.
If enough people call, do you think...
No, here's my evidence for you that it doesn't do anything. So a few years ago, you may recall toward the end of the Bush administration, they were doing the bailouts. Remember that?
Yeah.
The billions and billions of dollars or whatever. They were bailing out banks. They were bailing out auto companies. There was just bailouts all over the place. And there were statistics coming out saying that the senator types were receiving 80 to 90% of their calls were against the bailout. So they were getting a load of calls about this issue where it's pretty clear what the American people wanted, which was do not bail out these banks and these corporations. And, you know, they did it anyway. So
same
I
thing,
say,
same thing here in Keene.
Save your breath. Thanks for the call, Jonathan. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.